to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol, co-host of The Divine Breadcrumb. I am so excited to talk to you about my new 10-week one-on-one coaching program, Energy, Esteem, and Empowerment. I designed this program for people who feel powerless, who feel like their self-worth has been damaged and continually attract toxic situations and people into their lives, but can't figure out why. And worse, they feel like they can't be who they really are. This is something I've been called to do for a long time based on my own experiences with trauma and abuse and my long journey to heal. In this program, we'll be focusing on uncovering your personal power, cultivating self-esteem and self-love, and doing deep energy work. It's time to remove the mask and let your true voice be heard. To learn more, go to carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. Again, that's carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. You can do this, and I'll be right there with you. Hi, everyone. This is Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb.
Yes, welcome back. Well, as you all know, Deb and I love different healing modalities, and one of our favorites is sound healing. Today, we are so excited to have the amazing Bernadette Yao back to the show. And if you haven't checked out our first interview with Bernadette, you can check it out on our site. I think it's episode 44. So Bernadette is a certified sound and energy healer, meditation music composer, producer, and artist, as well as a classically trained singer and pianist. And of course, she's known as one of the original cast members of the PBS show Zoom. That's right. Everyone's excited. But today is a special episode because Bernadette has graciously agreed to perform a healing sound bath using her collection of Himalayan and quartz crystal singing bowls. Deb and I have had the pleasure of being a part of Bernadette's healing workshops in person, and now more than ever, we believe that people need healing and can benefit from the vibrations and sounds of these beautiful bowls. So Bernadette, welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so excited.
So before you start the sound bath, for our listeners who haven't heard the first interview, maybe you could give us kind of a sound healing 101 and what it is and some of the benefits.
Yeah, well, I like to tell people that sound healing is kind of like the yoga of sound. It's another way to help people come back to center, another form of meditation. And I think we all know now, and science is really proving this to be true, that when we meditate, we actually lower our flight-fright response. We lower the stress level that some of us carry sometimes chronically through our days. And just taking that pause, either through yoga, either through taking a walk in the woods, or even cooking if you like to cook, and then using also sound healing or chanting, active listening of a music or a piece that you love that makes you feel calm and relaxed can be really, really important. Just 5 minutes a day or twice a day can really help you reset your energy and your holistic system. It can bring you back into balance because it calms and it soothes the nervous system. And by doing that, it's been proven that it can increase and boost the immune system. So it's just another way of being able to bring yourself to the present moment, to feel yourself really grounded in your body and in this present moment and breathing. And I incorporate some toning, I incorporate some singing and call and response type of thing in my workshops at the Healing Garden, Virginia Thurston Healing Garden in Harvard, Mass. I also offer sound healing for some yoga studios that's in the area. And I also do it for wellness centers and also for my school, Barbara Brennan School of Healing. And this is just a form of vibrational, sonic vibration, if you will, that helps to bring our frequency, our vibrations back to balance. And when we are feeling more in balance, then we can improve our holistic system, meaning our physical, our mental, our emotional, and spiritual health.
Very important. Always. But even more so now, I think, because, you know, all the added stress in the world right now. So
I agree. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the bowls that you'll be using today? What are they made of? And what are the types of healing that they provide?
Yeah, I'm going to walk over to my bowls and I can even tap some of them. So I have several different kinds of bowls, and I do have the metal ones, which are the Himalayan singing bowls. That's how I started. And I'll just play one. It has a beautiful resonance sound.
Yes.
And then I have crystal alchemy singing bowls. So these are quartz crystal. I'll play one here. So these are quartz crystal, but they're infused with precious metals, precious gemstones, and crystals. And so this one I just played is a shungite. And a shungite is an ancient stone that actually has some charcoal in it, I believe. And some people call this an alchemical miracle stone. So it promotes positivity, removes negative energies and thoughts. And it's a very grounding and clearing stone. So this is a stone kind of like selenite. You don't have to cleanse this crystal. It actually will cleanse other crystals. It has that clearing vibration. And apparently some people believe that shungite will help absorb the EMF rays from cell phones and computers and Wi-Fi, and it just rejuvenates your cells. So that one is in the key of E, below middle C. So also, as I play these bowls, they are all in real pitch. So they're made so that musicians like myself can play these along with my keyboard or my guitar. And so I like that. But also, these frequencies are said to correspond with the seven major chakras of the system. So when we have a balanced, if we're balancing each of these energy centers that are called chakras, it helps to also improve our overall health. So this one I'm playing now is the key of C, and it's made out of peridot and platinum. Peridot is that beautiful light green gemstone, and it has alchemy of platinum in it. And this supports physical detoxification. And peridot, the stone, is known to release negative emotions and fostering emotional balance, and brings more inner peace. And let's see, the platinum stimulates the divine feminine. It relieves stress and diminishes depression while aligning the intuitive and emotional body. And then also, this is in the key of C, so it corresponds with the root chakra, which is very grounding. It's your physical health. It's how you feel safe and protected. And it's the foundation for which the rest of the seven major chakras sit upon. So all these bowls, this one is selenite ocean gold. And it's beautiful. It's a bright blue and iridescent bowl and has selenite in it, but it also has 18 karat gold in it. So it's another alchemy bowl. Just has this beautiful, beautiful, rich sound and vibration. And this one is in the key of G. And that is corresponding with the throat chakra for divine will, faith, listening, and trust. I'm playing another G bowl, so it's the same note, but it's above middle C. So when I play these two together, it's like heaven and earth. It really aligns your hara, your line of intention, and your brilliant, unique essence in this world. And this bowl that I'm playing is made out of moldavite. So apparently this crystal is not from earth. I think it's like a tektite stone, and it's I think it's been said that it could be from a meteorite. So it actually creates an intensive harmonic healing portal to higher consciousness.
Ooh, I love that.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I'll be playing about 7 or 8 bowls in this sound meditation. And so each one has its own alchemy, its own notes, how they correspond with frequency. And most common in my recordings, I have 3 CDs that I've created. And I had studied at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing for 4 years. And our last year, we were supposed to write a research paper. And I did some studies. I decided to create sound and music that is similar to what I would do doing hands-on healing for a client. And I learned that the frequency of the root chakra and the fifth, or the root of the cord, which is C in this case, and G is the fifth. When you play these two together, this is an interval, the fifth interval, it is said to create a very spiritual awakening, like bringing you into a very spiritual divine place and awareness. So I use this frequency, this interval, a lot in all of my recordings, and I'll be doing that today as well.
Oh, excellent. Our audience will enjoy that. We were thinking, Bernadette, before you do the sound bath and everyone is so relaxed that they can't concentrate, where can people find your music and courses?
Yes, you can just go on my website, www.bernadetteyao.com, and you'll find all the information there. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Great. And we will put all of that in the show notes with the episode so that people can find you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to turn this over to you whenever you are ready.
All right. Well, let's get going. We can feel the bowls already, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Carol and I are going to mute our mics and just let you go. So whenever you're ready.
Thank you. So just feeling yourself in your seat, or if you're lying down, feeling the support of the cushion or the mattress or the chair that's supporting you. And if you're driving, just don't participate. You can listen to this, but just don't close your eyes or anything. Focus on your driving. And this is good when you're walking too. It's really a nice way to just be very aware of each step that you take. You can use the walking as a meditation, form of meditation. So just notice your breath, gentle breaths. Breathing in through your nose, breathing out through your mouth if you like, or just breathing through your nose, just gentle breathing. As you listen to the sound of the bowls, just being curious and noticing if you feel any vibration or sensation. And through this sound healing, I encourage you just to relax. And if you fall asleep, I take that as a compliment. But if you're also awake, you can just be curious about perhaps what thoughts might come in to your focus during this session. Maybe you might notice colors in your mind's eye. Mind's eye meaning that your eyes are closed, but you might see visions in your thoughts. You might actually notice colors and it's a different kind of sense that's almost unexplainable. But as you do these sound meditations more, or just sitting in meditation and writing in a journal, just be curious and notice what's here now. So if you're sitting, feeling your feet on the floor, if you're lying down, just imagine that you're contacting your feet, connecting it with the ground. And imagine a beautiful star in the center of your body. It could be a white little star right at your solar plexus, which is located just between the two bottom ribs. And just imagine that beautiful white light, that star, that's your unique essence, your divine brilliance that you are. And now imagine a beautiful laser beam of white light extending down from that star, going down your spine, just extending gently down your hips, extending down through your tailbone, as well as dropping down through your legs, all the way down through the knees, the ankles, the feet, imagining that your legs are like trunks of a tree. And you're growing these beautiful roots down through your feet, connecting to the ground. And imagine these lines of light, these roots are extending down into the earth, connecting with the crystalline core of the earth. Allowing Mother Earth to absorb stress, tension, pain, fear. Just allow that to melt. Let Mother Earth absorb that. And now imagine Mother Earth sending healing, nurturing energy full of vitality, strength, and courage. And most importantly, love. Let that energy come back up through these lines of light, your roots coming back up through your feet, through your legs, through your hips, coming back up through your spine, connecting with that star in the center of your body, and then continuing to extend up, all the way up through the throat, all the way up through your head, coming out the top of your head, and reaching all the way up to your concept of your highest of wisdom, source, light, God, divine love. I like to imagine divine angels, and allow that divine loving energy to come back down through that laser beam of light and connect back through your vertical power current that you've created with these lines of light, so that you're connected from heaven to earth. You're grounded in the earth, and you're also connecting with your spiritual aspect of who you are. Breathing, natural breath, just breathing into this awareness. And setting your intention, connecting with this line of light or line of intention. And you can set an intention for yourself for this healing, or send a prayer out into the universe. What is it that you need today? What is it that you're longing for? What is it that you want to accomplish or represent about yourself today and in this healing? Holding that in your heart as you continue to gently breathe. And now we'll do a little toning together because humming and singing has been shown to be very healing for our emotional energy, for our physical energy. And it is said that our emotions can connect with our physical health. And the vibrations that you create from your sounds along with these bowls can be very soothing and can bring your whole energetic system into balance. So in a moment, we're going to tone together. You just can hum or do an ah, and it can be any note, any sound. And I'd like to invite you to use the sound that you're going to create along with these crystal singing bowls that go out into the universe in infinity. Allow these sounds to carry your intentions, your prayers out into the universe. And you're consciously aware of this, and setting the intention to do this can be a very, very powerful practice for you to do every day, perhaps first thing in the morning. And you'll notice such a difference in how you live your life and how you can accomplish what it is that is your soul's longing, from your authentic longing, not from the super ego, I should do this, but from your truth. And this is also a beautiful way to embrace the creative process that is so important to bringing joy and vitality into your life. So, coming back into your thoughts and your heart, holding on to that intention and prayer, I invite you to take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And let's do this two times. And as you breathe in, draw that breath all the way down to your pelvis, utilizing all of your lungs. Because oftentimes we don't breathe in using up most of our lungs. We only do shallow breaths when we're under stress. So this time, consciously draw that breath all the way down to your elbows. If you want, you can hold it for a few beats. And then exhale out through your mouth. 8 beats. So you can try breathing in through your nose, 4 beats. Holding it, 4 beats. And exhaling, 8 beats. Just notice how soothing that is. The breathing is very, very important for your overall health. So this is something you can always do wherever you are. We're breathing in peace and serenity, exhaling stress and tension. So now let's together take a deep breath, and when we're ready, just to sing an ah or an om with me and send your prayers out into the universe, and then allow for the sound to just dissipate. And sit in that beautiful luminescent silence. Ready? Deep breath. And as we sit here and breathe in this luminescent silence, Just notice what's here now. Any sensations, noticing any vibrations in your hands, maybe in your face, maybe in your chest cavity. Just allowing whatever is in your thoughts or in your mind's eye to be here now, in this moment. Now the silence is as important as the sound. I hope you felt something there. And now there's nothing to do but listen to the sound bath that I'm going to offer to you. I use my voice like an energy healer uses our hands. So I use frequency and intention, which equals healing. And I use the bowls, these beautiful alchemy crystal singing bowls, and my Himalayan metal bowls to help you achieve some peace. Thank you. So as the sounds dissipate, just notice your breath, gentle breath. Noticing how it feels to sit in your seat or lying down on your bed or yoga mat. As you continue to gently breathe in the luminescent silence, noticing any sensations, vibrations, any thoughts or colors in your mind's eye, just being curious as you continue to gently breathe, taking in and integrating the vibrations of the alchemy singing bowls and the tones of my voice and your voice. Now I invite you to gently wiggle your wrists, your fingers, your ankles, your feet. And when you hear the sound of the bell, I invite you to gently open your eyes and come back to the room.
That was incredible.
Thank you, Bernadette. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Did not want to open my eyes, which is what always happens.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us for this very special episode. We hope you enjoyed this as much as we did.
Yes, everybody, thanks for listening. As always, you can catch the show on thedivinebreadcrumb.com. Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Again, thank you, Bernadette. And everybody, go check out the website. So much great information there. And of course, more of that beautiful, beautiful music. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will see you next time.
Hi, everyone. If you love the Divine Breadcrumb podcast and the stories we're sharing, please consider supporting the show by making a donation on our Buy Me a Coffee page. You can set up monthly donations or make a one-time donation in any amount you choose. Just go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com and click on the Support TDB tab. Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TDB. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/TDB. We're forever grateful for your support.